So yeah, this music is very important. Mm-hmm. Because when I talk to patients as people that I work with, and when you're trying to give them different solutions to problem they are facing, mm-hmm. and music is one of the things that I recommend for them as a therapy. You can do workout. Workout is good because you burn the energy, you mm-hmm. let your anger out.
You need
and
music
stuff like
to
that.
Even do but that workout well, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because even without workout, there's some music that will come with it that will just give you
energy.
That you just go and mm-hmm. burn all those things, that negativity mm-hmm. that you take into your body at that right. point of time. So music is very powerful. And it's very essential. So we're gonna take a short break, and then we'll be back. I want you guys to send me a message at home if you have any rants of the day, something you want to rant about, you want to talk about, so I can share that on live right now. So by the time I'm back with this short music from Cool Me Down by Wizkid. More questions from the guest, but before then I'm just gonna share some of my perspective on music, especially when it comes to mental health. Music helps to reset your memory, it helps to reset how you're feeling. Music is actually very good. It's also good for your memory. Whenever you feel overwhelmed and you put on the music that reminds you of happy memories, those kind is a positive behavior. It's a positive, it's a good positive coping mechanism. Mm. Because when you memories are there, so we can actually have something to recall. So when you've had so, because life is full of challenges, ups and downs. So when you're going through a bad moment, you should always reminisce on the good thing that you've had.
True.
Because nothing bad lasts forever, they said. Mm-hmm. So when that moment comes, when you feel challenged, when you feel like you're in your low point in life, you just need to think of the good thing that's happened to you. Think about that trip that you did when you went to, Australia, how beautiful it was. Think of that thing that you've done in the past and you were like, if I can overcome this, then definitely I will overcome this. So music is good, it's good for memory recalling. Also, when you're struggling to sleep, when you create some playlists, they're actually good. If I ordinary, I used to use a rain sound for sleeping before. And that's very therapeutic. It's also, it's very, it clears your mind, and then before you realize, you're snoring. And that's actually one of the good things also to use music for. There are some other things that you can, I can say like, pick, like maybe make a playlist of your favorite song. And then just play, listen to them. Dancing is good, because we dance. Music is what we dance to a tune. That's why we dance. Mm-hmm. Without music, it's gonna be hard to dance.
Yes.
So music gives us an avenue to dance. And when you dance, trust me, that also is really therapeutic and can actually makes you feel better. So now I'm gonna ask another question from my guest here. Have you ever been challenged by crowd in the past?
Challenge
in a way. Like maybe they don't like the music or they don't like you as a person. Have you had any negativity?
Of course.
And how did you overcome it?
So for Handy and I, when I perform, as much as you want to entertain the crowd, mm-hmm. I worry about just playing good music and having fun.
Right.
Definitely, when you go to places, everybody cannot like you.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in a situation where we've encountered a tough crowd that, you know, that some places you play, the people are quite stuck up, but we still do our thing. And at the end of the day, most people, they are dancing or singing. Even if you don't want to dance or sing, I'm like, okay, you might not enjoy. Yeah, you might not enjoy what I'm doing.
Right.
When the next person comes on, you might enjoy. So I really don't take offense to people being.
Okay, I was gonna ask, does that have effect on you when people or someone? Because you definitely know people most of the time.
Yeah.
When some people doesn't feel like you're not accepted, does that affect you? How does it affect? Or how do you cope with it?
I mean, definitely, we're human beings, and when that kind of reaction happens, you do feel some type of. Wani and I, we love what we do.
Right.
So in as much as we're going there to perform for you, we're going there to do what we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, even if the crowd is stuck up, not 100% people there don't like you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see some people that like you. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if it's only one person or two people that I get to influence.
Mm-hmm.
As far as influencing somebody, that's okay for my sister and I. We go there, we have our fun, we do what we love to do. I mean, at the stage, we do not let what the crowd reaction gets to us in any way, because at the end of the day, we said they were positive girls and always out there to spread positivity.
Mm.
So we do not like hold on to the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
We go there, do our works,
mm-hmm.
be energetic on stage.
And at the end of the day, everybody cannot like everybody.
Yeah.
That's
everybody.
Even
like
Jesus.
They
crucified him.
They kill him. So, like me, sorry, yo.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do my stuff.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So, how do you guys, how do you wind down? Because obviously, you guys also, when you're taking, this is what you do. This is your professional life.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys do to also take yourself away from music? How do you recoup? How do you re-energize yourself?
We're homebodies.
Yeah.
We are so energetic. So when you see us, you think that we want to be outside all the time. But this is the opposite. We want to be inside a lot of times.
Or at the beach.
And somewhere that doesn't have so much crowd. So we love to go into the beach. Just by the water, cause. I feel like I'm a water child.
Talking of water, you guys are from Lagos, so there's a lot of beach for you guys to go to.
So we go to the beach a lot.
Go to the beach a lot. So just go there. make sure I put my feet in the water. I feel like it cleanses my energy. You know, Lagos is loud and bustling.
Oh, yes, very.
So when you go to the beach, it's just like a different quiet. Mm-hmm. I'm not going saying beach parties. We're just going to the beach to actually unwind, recharge, and just being by ourselves.
Yeah.
We feed off each other's energy a lot.
Right.
So just being at home, and we don't need to be gisting or talking.
Yeah.
We just sit down, watch something, or even be pressing our phones, and we can feel our energy coming up.
Yeah.
So just like things that are quiet, easy, meeting new people.
Okay.
Staying around family as well.
Yeah, staying around family too. Meeting new people that, like, you know, when there are some people you meet that just give you a new insight to life.
That's right.
That just, it might not even be the most exciting thing, but it's just different.
So
just living, I like to live and enjoy life. I don't like, we don't like taking things seriously.
That's good. I'm gonna ask, this is a bit of a personal question that relates to me, obviously, as a profession. Do you guys believe in therapy?
Yes, I do.
Therapy.
What can you tell me? What do you know about it? What is your, how open are you to it?
I'm very open because I want to actually see a therapist. I've never ever spoken to someone, but I want to try it.
Okay.
I want to see, because I read about it a lot, and I see people, I've spoken to people that have gone for it, and they said it was good for them, it helped them in one way or the other, and I would love to speak to, it's great speaking to Andy, she's my best friend, but I would love to experience speaking to someone that has been formally trained that kind of thing.
Because I think people get a bit not too right. Because you want to speak to someone, even though you want to speak to your mom, your dad, your family, your loved ones, that's a level of speaking that's different when you speak to a professional.
Yes.
And the number one thing is the judgmental part. Because when you speak to a professional, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's none of their business what you're actually doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they are just there to walk you through it.
Yeah.
Tell me something about the also, please.
Same with Wani. I've never seen a therapist before, and I would love to see one because, like everything she said, to be honest, if I'm going to repeat anything, I'm going to be repeating everything she said.
Right.
I want to see someone that, like you said, no judgment.
Yeah.
You're there, they walk you through.
There's a different level to how you speak to someone. There's no emotional connection
to that person.
I feel like you can bear it all.
Yeah, and 100%. I feel like everybody should definitely see, because some people, especially in Africa, I feel like when you just say, I'm seeing a therapist,
that's it.
And I think it's far from that. Like, it's very, very far from that. I feel like if you want to, please do not hold back.
It's okay
to speak to somebody that give you professional.
Some people are dying
advice.
Inside because everybody, you can't see anybody, you can't talk to anybody because
you're
frowned upon.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's
like,
the one.
And I'm like, I think I will take it seriously when I get back to Lagos.
Yeah.
I will definitely.
Yeah, I think even as twins as well, and then personally.
Yeah. It's like when you have a couples therapy.
Yes.
You speak to the to the couple as a group, as a couple, and then you speak to them
individually.
Because there's always differences.
Yes.
Trust me, no matter, even like if there's a twin, I'm gonna say twins.
Yeah.
Even as a twin, there's gonna be a difference.
Yes.
That's what I need to say.
Different.
I'm glad to hear that. That's really beautiful. My last question before I go into rant of the day is, do you think there's anything like the music is too much? Because reason being, they said everything in life should be done moderately.
Mm-hmm.
Eating moderate,
mm-hmm.
exercising moderate.
Mm-hmm.
Does that apply to music?
No, never.
I don't think there is too much music. Music is not just one person doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There are millions of artists. There are different kind of music, English, Yoruba, Hausa.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot, even if one person wants to put out one song every month, cohesively with everybody that's doing music all around the world, it's going to be termed as a lot, but I don't say that's a lot.
I feel like if you feel it's too much for you, that's why you have your personal space.
Yeah.
You can stop the music, but it being too much for the world,
the circulation.
They should give us more music.
I feel like maybe if you feel like it's too much for you, like she said, you can pause the music.
Yeah, take a break.
Like I said earlier, sometimes I don't want to listen to anything, I just want quiet.
Yeah.
So it's okay if you don't want to listen to all the plenty music.
Just take a voice.
Okay, so I'll twist it a little bit like this. For example, like young people that wants to go into music, people in their teen years and stuff, they spend too much time listening to music that they don't get to do anything else. So now it's time for you to even have a shower. You're not doing that. Eat. You're not doing that. Do every other thing. You're not doing, because you said I'm listening to music. Oh. You so there should always. Do you get?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You get my other flip side of it.
But it has nothing to do with music. You can get addicted to anything. Some people get addicted to playing their games. Gaming, yeah, TikTok. Movies. Sometimes I'm being on my phone for hours watching TikTok. So it is not music. It's about the addicted to that particular thing.
So some people are addicted to music.
So music is not the problem right now.
It's just like. Sorry, it's a bit of
no, it's fine. No.
No, but yeah, she said it all. It's an addiction.
Yeah,
anybody can be addicted to anything.
So music is not the problem. It's music is never a problem.
Never.
It's individual that needs to work on themselves and see how they can manage their music time.
Yes.
Wow, I love this. This is beautiful. Right, I'm gonna throw it to you guys first. Is there anything you wanna rant about? I mean, you've been in UK for the past 3 weeks now. Is there anything that's like, oh my god?
Okay,
come on, bring it out.
So this one, I have two things.
Okay, go on.
My first one is generally.
Okay.
I feel like if you don't have anything positive to say to anybody online or in person, shut the fuck up. Shut the pump up. Sorry, forgive my French, but I just feel like there's too much negativity in the world, and it's become so acceptable. People are bullying everybody online. You go online, you put a picture, it doesn't work for somebody, so people are saying
a lot of
nasty things. I feel it's okay. I don't like everybody. I see somebody and somebody, I'm like, I don't like this person, but I won't utter negative utterance. I feel like we need to purge in this world. People say it's the government, whatever, that is a problem, but I think it is the human beings.
From each other.
Yes, I feel like if we can give more love. People are way too negative. I feel if you don't have anything to say, shut negative, positive, say shush, don't say anything. It's okay. Our mouth is a weapon. Our tongue can be used for destruction.
That's right.
This words that are happening is from conversations that people have had. So I just feel like if we can love each other more and stop and try to be more positive than negative, the world will become a way better place. And now for UK, if you hear me, there's something here that I don't understand. It doesn't happen so much in Lagos. You get a drink for yourself, and you, before you look at the table, people from everywhere have come and finished your drinks. And I'm in Lagos, when I have my table, when all my drinks are on the table,
right,
nobody can come to my table to drink my drink. But everybody, like,
It feels so entitled to your table,
to your bottle, and I'm like, it's cool. And even if you want to ask, you can ask me, but they don't do that. They just come, pick your drink, and before you know, like, you literally get a bottle before you're done DJing in your bag. The bottle is empty.
Oh wow!
Like, that's
new to me also, because it's only people in your circle or that you're with that can actually do something.
I was surprised that they were just taking your bottle.
It just disappear like that.
Yes. And I'm like, what's happening?
How did you undo that situation?
The last time at the club, I wanted to say something, and Andy was like, honey, it's just alcohol. But I just told him, I was like, because I don't like when someone takes my thing without asking. I feel like, ask and it shall be given.
It's courtesy.
What if I say no? It's my thing. You cannot just come and
just pick
my
up.
Bottle and turn from it. Did you buy it?
No,
if you have enough money, then buy a bottle.
Buy another one.
So, yeah.
That's good. I like that. I like that. Now that you've said it, you feel better. that's your point, because we all go through. We all go through that situation where something is happening, and when you talk about it like this, you feel better. So which is why I also have this session on the show, which is Rant of the Day, or Rant of the Day, where you just express yourself as just go through that. So give me one also. Do you have any Rant of the Day for me?
Okay, yes, I have a Rant of the Day. Men, please learn how to keep your hands to yourself. You don't see a woman and you don't even know this woman from anywhere, and the next thing you are touching on the woman, it is very disrespectful and should not be done to anybody. You should respect yourself and respect respect that woman. I'm talking because a situation happened to me yesterday and it was so awful. So I'm saying men, learn to keep your hands
not just men,
to yourself. Women as well. But I'm just like, talking because like, yeah, I'm like, a woman and it happened to me yesterday. So it's just like, when he said everybody but me, my rant is for men, please, because I've encountered a lot of touchy men, especially here in the UK. Yes, in Nigeria, I think because we're kind of well known in Nigeria, right. People say, okay, it's Bonnie X and so they know not to really like
come closer too much.
But here, we are not so popular here, so but they try to move funny. I'm like, yo, please.
It's okay to talk to somebody. And even if you've heard, like you've touched me, and I mean, like I say,
I don't like it.
I apologize. Yeah. I respect that space, but some people don't, and it's quite unfair.
Yeah, so yeah, that's it, my right.
Wow. I'm glad you guys let it out.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're able to actually, because a little thing can cause a lot of things.
Yes.
And that's ordinary, touching someone else can respond to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're able to handle the situation in a better way and just let it go. And this is the back to our emotion. Like we are in charge of our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We're in charge of whatever we do, and we should be able to manage it and make sure it doesn't go out of hand. So I really don't have much to say. I don't want to
apologize. What's your rant? Tell us your rant.
I don't know if I have a rant today. I actually want to listen to people today because I know I've got so there are people on the show and they were gonna rant.
I have another rant, so one last one.
Okay then.
I'm telling you, please be nice to DJs.
Okay.
Be nice to DJs. It's not easy to go up there and try to stand and mix, go from one transition to another to make you happy.
Sometimes
some DJs will put a mix out there and you see people are cussing him out and everything. Be nice to the DJs.
Because it's not actually easy.
You understand? Mm.
That goes back to my first rant where I say if you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything.
It's better, it's fine. It's good to be quiet than to talk.
Yeah.
And I feel like people really don't understand that logic. Because when you actually, even if you actually don't, if you are not, how can I put it? If you're not a wise person and you keep quiet, no people will believe you're wise.
Silence is luxury.
Because they don't hear from you. So when you now want to say something, they will actually listen.
Yeah.
Now, what you say might be rubbish, might not be in tune, but the fact that they can get your attention to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk to someone, nobody listens to you anymore.
Yes.
Because you're just there, like, oh, we know that one. So I think it's good to actually be quiet and talk when it's necessary.
Yes.
And if you don't have to talk, you don't have to talk. We are promoting
love. Especially when it's negative.
Especially when it's negative. Like, it's not necessary, you have to say it.
Yeah.
And like I said, today it's about music and how we can use music to cope with our stress, to cope with whatever we're going through. And I'm happy, and I'm sure you guys also are blessed today from my special guest to know that actually music is good. It's good for your mental health. Music is good
for your soul.
It's good for your soul. It's good for your mind. And I'm sure from today on now, you can have a playlist. Actually, let me ask, do you guys create playlists for people?
Do you know, a lot of people have asked us to go into that.
Okay.
But we will. We'll definitely do something.
Is that what you're going to do in the future?
Yes.
Definitely going to go into music production as well.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a breaking news here. Harry Foster. Portuguese scout. They're going to be going to production in the future, and we love that. I'm in for that. So it's been pleasure with you guys. I love the show so far, so good. We're gonna be rounding up now, and I will be introducing the last song for the day. But before then, I'm quickly gonna run through my normal conversation, which is the advert part, guys. We need sponsor. If you have anyone, if you want to sponsor your program, please DM me, send me a message, and then we can also advertise you on our program here. This show, this Posh Pickup, is for the community. We're not getting paid, we're not getting anything out of it. I've invited guests on the show now, it's not like I'm paying them to do anything. So it's for the community, it's a charity work that we are doing. So if you have any, we actually would love to have sponsors. We would love to have people to actually help us so we can reach wider community. So my Instagram handle is Posh P the Therapist. I also have the Instagram for this show, which is Posh Peace Couch. We have Instagram for the show. And then on TikTok, we've been on live on TikTok throughout the show today. So we have it's called Posh P Therapy. That is my handle on TikTok, Posh P Therapy. And then I have a website, which is www.poshptherapy.co.uk. And I'll be leaving you guys for now, and I shall see you next week. Thanks to my guest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, and to the people in the studio, the product managers, the production team, thank you very much. I shall see you next week. Sign
bye.
Out.
Bye.
See your papa, wait till you want way I know feel do for you. Why you want the booger one? Share you be kiss than any. You better drop your body, I'm a sucker. Suffer with this body, make we run, I'm on a low key. Baby, you know me. They get us to go move where you know go green. Come make a drive your, come make a drive this so jalo. Baby, allow me. You off with the Alawi. See body, oh.
See body, see body, oh.
Egg by me, oh.
Egg by me, yeah.
He de boss in my bololo. He de boss in my bololo. Please help me, oh. Me, I don't jump with him, but some here waiting the water, yo. Green body make a rock, I'm yeah, yeah. I know you seen your me. I get the money passing your papa.
Great.
It's the one way I don't feel do for you. Why you want the booger one? Share you be kiss than any. You better drop your body and move. You to the form with this love for fitting, baby. And lend me, yeah, I get the bounce for you. You want the do like say night, I know the end. You to the steep, they do like say your waist know the end. You know the bend. Yeah, follow my command, baby. Like I do, baby, front and back. Give me boom, back a boom. Suck up, suffer with this body. Make we run, I'm on a low key. Baby, you know me. They get us to go move, or you know go free. Come make a drive, yo. Come make a drive, this your jalo. Baby, allow me. Tip you off with the allow. Come here, we see the water, you. Green body make a rock, I'm yeah, yeah. I know you seen your me. I get the money passing your papa. Wait till you want way I know feel do for you. Why you want the booger one? Share you be kiss than any. You better drop your body, I'm a sucker. Suffer with this body. Make we run, I'm on a low key. Baby, you know me. They get a sicko move, where you know go green. Come make a drive your come make a drive this one jalo.
land that lands so free on a so far flow.
So far so good, Koni Bajo. Let me see you.
Oh, lo, lo, lo.
Let me see you.
Oh, lo, lo, lo.
Make a cool my tension. I'ma give me a love you like your body. They call my attention. Big ways, fine face. I know go lie for you. A dark place for you. I'ma get a dark place for you. Follow me, make we chop life for Dubai. Anything you want, girl, I go buy. You dey put me for high.